I feel like most of the time we talk track and field, it's the trials, the worlds, Oregon's programs. Here's something a little different. Folks at Tracktown USA debuting something new, a video series called Road to Tracktown. Let's discuss that and much more. He is the CEO of Tracktown USA. Michael Riley joins us. Michael, great having you. Start with the basics. How's life been treating you?
Life has been absolutely fantastic. We're thrilled to be in the month of April, finally, and have track and field season underway.
You know, for the non-track and field aficionados, let's get them familiar. You were an assistant AD here at Oregon when Vin Lenana was running the program. I believe your relationship dates back to Oberlin College. What could you tell us about, you know, the years, your time at the University of Oregon, as the program really, I would say, rose back to national prominence?
Well, if you love track and field, like I and so many others do, there is no better university to be part of track and field than the University of Oregon. And the opportunity to follow my mentor, Vin Lenana, here and really with a lot of other leaders in this community try to lead a resurgence of track and field was too good to pass up. And you know, everything that we've seen since 2005 with all the Olympic trials, Hayward Field getting a reimagination. And then, of course, last summer with the World Championships, it was really the best decision I've ever made.
You know, I'm happy you brought that up. Obviously, Hayward, much documented, the heartbeat of the sport here in the country. Then the Worlds. And I tried to explain to people, it wasn't just the first time on U.S. soil. I mean, the cities who had hosted, London, Berlin, Paris, Beijing, and now that Eugene, Oregon is on that international list, all that work and effort, just how surreal and just remarkable was it to have that event here in our backyard?
It turned out to be everything that we had hoped for when we partnered with USA Track and Field in bidding on the event. Team USA, more medals than any team has ever won. I mean, every time somebody went to the track, you know, they were in a position to win a medal. All credit to all the people that worked tirelessly on that, all the volunteers, all the community leaders, everybody at the University of Oregon that had all those sleepless nights. We could not have had a better marketing vehicle for Eugene, Springfield, for the University of Oregon or the state of Oregon. The television numbers were off the charts.
Talking with Michael Riley, CEO, Tracktown USA. So whether it's Oregon, Nike, it seems we always get a little taste of something new, unique. This new video series, Road to Tracktown, for those just hearing about it, as the first episode is just debuting, what are folks in for this all-access video series?
Well, it's really an opportunity to learn more about really some of the world's best athletes in their preparations to make the United States track and field team this summer. We will be hosting the U.S. Championships at Hayward Field July 6th through the 9th. And we've got three world-class athletes in Ryan Krauser, Anna Hall, and Allie Wilson. And this is really just every week we're going to be going behind the scenes with them. How are they training? What's their life like? It's an opportunity to really just develops, I think, a bunch of deeper connections with those athletes for kind of our loyal fans. But for those that maybe are just starting out in the sport and wanting to learn more about track and field, you couldn't find better personalities to, you know, really get a good view of what life is like as a world-class athlete.
And, you know, one of the things that fascinates me, it could be somebody deciding to climb Mount Everest, write a screenplay. I'm always curious as to the trigger. I mean, what was the inspiration or motivation to even begin something like this?
Well, I think all credit for that vision goes to a woman on our team, Karen Ramming. She's our senior director of digital innovation, and really her desire to bring athlete stories to life. And we have hired a really talented video producer in Annie Booth, and they're just doing remarkable, fantastic work. And it helps when you've got great athletes to be able to spend time with.
Yeah, and as far as the athletes, you mentioned Ryan and Anna and Allie, who decided to participate in this. I mean, what could you tell us about them? I mean, it looks like, quickly going over the bios, safe to say, not lacking in accomplishment.
No, I mean, everybody that is familiar with track and field will certainly know Ryan Krauser. Grew up in Oregon. He's the world record holder in the shot put. He has, I think, every distance in the top 10 furthest throws in the world. And he's just a great, great personality. Anna Hall is the next Jackie Joyner-Kersee. She is just about to obliterate every record that anybody has ever seen. And Allie Wilson is the great story of somebody that has just stayed with the sport and continues to get better. And she is right on the cusp of making her first U.S. team at only 26 years old.
And for those who want to check it out, by the way, folks, the first episode, the Tracktown USA YouTube channel. So as we talked about, 2022 was a heck of a year, and you guys are not letting off the pedal in 2023. I know we've already seen the Oregon preview. So what's up next, and I guess what else is on tap for the great track fans to enjoy this spring and summer here in town?
Well, I think the World Championships last year really was kind of the kickoff of what comes next in Tracktown USA, and really what comes next right around the corner. People are going to want to check out the Oregon Relays on April 21st and 22nd. Ross Kremple and the great team at Runner Space have done an amazing job. They're expecting over 3,000 high school kids, and not just from Oregon, really from all over the United States. It's one of the premium high school events in the country. Obviously, the Ducks will be back in town at the Oregon Twilight on May 5th. And then really it transitions to championship season from there. The high school national championships, the Nike Outdoor Nationals, will be in June. As I mentioned, we'll be selecting the United States team for the World Championships on July 6th through the 9th. We're going to have the largest youth meet in the United States. The Junior Olympic Championships will be here at the end of July. And then really our town's signature event, the number one professional track and field meet in the world, the Prefontaine Classic, will actually end the professional season this year as the Diamond League final on September 16th and 17th.
You got to carry one of those pocket calendars with you, don't you, to keep up with all that's happening. A few final thoughts for Michael Riley, Tracktown USA. You mentioned the pre. I don't want to gloss over that because I know it began in 75. My 33 years as a Eugenian, it's been the big spring tradition. You mentioned it switched to September. Why the change, and is there any reason to think it'll impact the always strong domestic and international field?
No, really what we're hearing from the athletes early on is everybody is planning to participate in the Diamond League final. It's a qualifying process, so they've got to earn enough points throughout the course of the professional circuit this summer. The top eight athletes in every event will be here. Everybody's got it marked on their calendar, and really that's why it's at the end of the season this year. It really is. The best analogy I can give, it's the Super Bowl of the professional track and field circuit. We really expect to see all the top stars from last year's World Championships here for two great days of quick track and field action.
And lastly, you know, all these events don't happen by magic. Can't just be Tracktown or U of O employees. So for the folks who are not only fans, like to be involved, what could you tell us about, I guess, volunteerism and how critical it is to the success all enjoy and how folks can find out if they want to join in?
Really, the volunteers are what make these events be spectacular. We do a lot of planning throughout the year, but really it's about 500 great people from Eugene and the Springfield community that come out every year and bring these things to life. We're right about to launch volunteer registration for this 2023 season, and everybody can sign up at gotracktownusa.com.
Folks, he's Michael Riley, CEO of Tracktown USA. Again, the website we just gave you, Twitter handle at Tracktown USA, the new digital video series, the YouTube channel is youtube.com/@Tracktown. You could search him down on all the social media channels. Michael, man, a lot of exciting stuff for fans to anticipate. Great catching up, and I really appreciate you taking time to join us on the show today.
Thank you so much. We always love talking track and field.
All right. Have a good one.